The process for assessing the accuracy of the 2020 election starts with the roll of dice, but you could use another metaphor.
And now Keith will roll the Powerball number.
Four.
Four.
They're the 10-sided kind people use for games like Dungeons and Dragons. Election officials rolled 20 of them in a live stream. That random 20-digit number is used to randomly select ballots. After those ballots are counted, officials compare the sample's margin of victory to the margin from November. If the margin is similar, you can be pretty confident that the right person assumed elected office. The audit isn't checking to see if the count was exactly right. It's looking at the outcome, that the reported winner actually won. It does that by assessing the chances that a faulty ballot scanner changed the result. Faulty could mean it was hacked, or it could just mean some dirt on the scanner that reads ballots. The whole process is known as a risk-limiting audit, or RLA. It's cheaper than a recount and more accurate than a spot audit, according to VotingWorks, a nonprofit that helped conduct the RLA. Since 2018, Virginia law has required local audits, but this is the first statewide audit. I'm Jad Khalil.